Good evening. Tonight I want you to think about the power that small things have in this world. For example, an atom is an extremely tiny but essential part of every matter in the universe. A hummingbird is the smallest of all the birds, but it's highly active and productive. Honeybees are very tiny insects that not only give us honey, but also pollinate. And pollinate all of the crops and give us the food that we eat. Bedbugs are very tiny, but think about the harm and havoc that they can bring about. Something like the flu or a virus, something that we can't even see, but has such a major impact on the human body. And then there's fun things like little babies. Think about the impact that a baby has when someone carries it into a room, or the impact that it has on its parents, or even words of encouragement, even though they may be small and few, can have such an impact on someone. Or something as simple and small as a hug. God actually uses little and small things to accomplish some of the biggest things in our lives and throughout history. And this may seem counterproductive or counterintuitive against human reasoning that God would pick some of the smallest and littlest things or littlest people to accomplish his goals. A few passages that we'll refer to. You don't necessarily have to look these up because we're going to move through them quickly. But Luke 16:10, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Matthew 13:31-32, another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. John 6:9, there's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? And we know that Jesus used those 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000 people. Or consider Mark 12:41-44. Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in 2 mites, which made a quadrants. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, assuredly, I say to you that this poor widow who has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury, for they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Lastly, consider 1 Corinthians 1:26. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. In the Old Testament, remember the story of Gideon. Gideon had 32,000 men in his army to attack the Midianites, and God told him that was too many. And Gideon sent home those that were scared, and 22,000 left the army, leaving 10,000. And God told him, that's still too many. Have them go and drink from the river, and those that lap the water like dogs you will keep, and those that get on their knees and drink will go home. And Gideon was left with only 300 men. But we know how big and enormous the Midianite army was, and God used Gideon's 300 men to defeat them. We're all familiar with the story of David and Goliath and how God chose little David to defeat Goliath. And lastly, the story of Moses and how God chose an elderly shepherd who was afraid to speak when God could have chosen one that was a seasoned speaker or a very good public speaker. So what do we learn from all of this? What's God trying to teach us in these lessons throughout history and throughout His Word where He's able to use little, small things to accomplish very big things? First of all, it means that there's hope for each and every one of us. And I'm not saying that you're little, but when you think about your place in life, you may think to yourself, well, little old me, what can I accomplish in God's kingdom? Little old me, who am I? Who's going to listen to me? So no matter how little or unimportant we may think we are, we must realize that God can use us to accomplish big things. It also means there's no hiding place for us. We cannot hide behind an excuse that we're nobody. God chose that 80-year-old shepherd, Moses, who was afraid to speak, and He turned him into His great mouthpiece. He picked out a timid teenager and made a Jeremiah out of him. And thirdly, it means we have great reason to share our faith. That little seed that we plant in the person that we least expect to benefit from it might grow into a Christian. And that Christian might teach others. Think about the little things that you can do in your lives to accomplish big things. First of all, read our Bibles. Come to Bible class on Sunday morning. Or more importantly, come to the 9 a.m. worship service. Begin the day with a prayer and end the day with a prayer. Give money to a needy saint or to help the poor. Invite someone to church or to our upcoming gospel meeting. We can encourage a brother or a sister. Again, just a few small words may go a very long way to accomplish big things. Make someone a meal. Visit a widow or an orphan. Plant that seed by telling someone about God. And circling back to one of those little things I mentioned earlier, just giving someone a hug. Think about this. God used a little boy, or a little baby, I should say, to bring salvation into the world through Jesus. God commanded us a very little, simple act of obedience, which is baptism, to put on Christ and to put us in contact with the blood of Christ. So tonight I ask you, are you too big for God? Are you too big to put yourself in subjection to Him? Or are you willing to do the little things that it takes to become a Christian and live with Him eternally? If we can help you in any way, come forward now as we stand and as we sing.